Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Turkish Trooper once again, back at you with another questionnaire. So today, or tonight, I decided today, Junior, I decided to do, Nickel Silver's Scripts Are Us questionnaire, and once I looked at it, I was just like, oh my god, I gotta do this. Freaking gotta do this. Alright, so we're gonna start it off. And team script or team improv? Who do you bat for? I would say number three, it depends on my mood whether I want to improv it. It's pretty much based on it depends on what kind of crazy idea I get in my head that's worth improving, or if it's worth writing it down, because usually when I just write it down, I just write it for the other performers to do it, and, but I usually improv in my audios, that I think, and then I'll write a script based on that improvised audio, maybe just, you know, gender flip it, you know. Yeah. What attracts you to what attracts you to a script? Is it the tags, the writer, the length, or other? To me, I think the tags pretty much sell it for me, because, you know, I usually love doing any tags that kind of just scream, hey, do me. Oh yeah. But no, I think it's just other things might play into it, because, you know, I like if it's the how well the script is written, then I'm just like, oh god, I'll do it. It doesn't even matter if it's F-dom or F-sub, I'll do it. I will do it. If it's really well written, and if it's a good day and I won't mess it up. That's basically what it's all about, because I do tend to mess up, and I'm just like, oh, do I have to go through editing that out? Because, you know, there are some times where I just completely hate my voice listening back to it. And I'm like, do I have to edit that? Really? Please don't mess this up. Please, Tark, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. But, no, it's just, the tags and how well the script is written, that's what attracts me to the script. To the script. I can't. I said stripped. Except the script. Oh, God. All right. Fresh off the griddle or tried and true? Searching for the right script that you do. Okay, do you scroll down the feed for that day's script offer? Go to the writer's subreddits and browse stacks? Plug your favorite tags to the script database, or write a friendly PM request to a script writer. I usually do a little bit of a mixture of just scrolling down the feed, or just plugging my favorite tags into the script database. It's a little bit of a mixture. It just kind of depends on what I'm in the mood for, you know. Oh, Lord, and I might even go as way back as I could, back in, like, a year or two or so, for script offers, if it was offered about a year or more ago. So, yeah. I mean, I'm all about the oldies but goodies. Yeah. You see a great script, but it's filled right away. Do you cross it off your list? Who cares? You'll make it your own, or see, add it to your to-be-recorded list. I do add it to my to-be-recorded list, and yeah, that's what I basically do. I Just put it on my list and say, huh, I'll record that later when the right mood strikes me. Because it's gotten to where lately, it's just, I just have not been feeling sexy enough to record anything, specific except a ramble fap, but that's it. But, do you use the glorious GWA script offer? I mean, the script database. That. I've heard about that. And yeah, it's a, whoever pitched that idea, oh gosh, they're on to something. They are very much on to something because they're making sure that every script is piled up on that database, and it's a really good idea. Whoever made that, thank you so much. It makes it very easy for the performers to just find a script that they're looking for without having to look through the whole subreddit for a script to do. They just have to go to the script database and there they are, just a bunch of scripts that are waiting to be filled. Yeah, in a format. What's your pleasure? Is it a narrative? Narrative? Is it a one-sided dialogue? Is it a poem or a collab? Ooh, it's a preference between one-sided dialogue and a poem because there are some times where I just don't even want to fap. I just feel like doing a poem. And then there's most times where, yeah, I want to fap. So I'm going to do a one-sided dialogue and make it completely ridiculous as possible. So yeah, that's just, you can't have a Tark audio without having any ridiculousness in there. Yeah. So, how do you work with a script? Do you read it off your computer? Do you print a hard copy and mark it up? Or do you use a teleprompter? I usually just read it off my computer and try not to mess it up or stumble over words, because I tend to do that a lot. And it adds to the pain of editing the audio where I'm just like, oh, did I mess up on that part or that part? Yeah, so I usually just read it off the computer and without glasses. I should start wearing my glasses while reading scripts now. That's probably why I've been stumbling over words a lot. 'Cause I don't wear my glasses. That's the problem. Yeah, so once you've chosen a script, do you hit record and go for it? Do you read it over to see what you're getting into, or see, be prepared, do a read through to make notes? Huh, that's a really good question. I sometimes do all of the above, and 'cause there were some times where I would do a just hit record and go for it, and I'm just like, oh, hey. Because there was this one script that I did. It was by WebTalker30. Is that his username? Yeah, I read one of his scripts and I did not expect it to reading it. And I was just expecting it to read it all the way through, just plainly, just in a seductive voice. But once I got deeper into the script, the more I read it, every single word of it, I was just like, oh my God, I gotta touch myself. I got to touch myself. And so there it is. That script just did too many things to me that I can't even explain. It made me come. Yeah, it did. So I pretty much just do all of the above. Pretty much, it depends on the mood. So I just do all of the above. Vocal directions, yay or nay? Yeah, I love doing vocal directions. I mean, I love writing them and I love following them because there's no, you don't know when to come in or you just. I like to be given direction if need be because If I come across a script and they're just like, just read it plainly and there's no vocal direction at all, I'm gonna take it as a motive to just read it plainly. And I can't do that. I gotta spruce it up somehow and just be like, what would it sound like if there was a moan inserted into that part right after that sentence? Or if there was like an orgasm to be needed or anything like that. I mean, if it's a narrative, sure. I mean, if there's no need for vocal direction for a narrative, I don't think. But if it's like a one-sided dialogue or something like that, then yes, I'll probably need vocal direction, or I would need to write vocal direction in a one-sided dialogue just to get a feel of what should happen, what should be said, how it should be said in a script. Now, I don't know if any of that made sense, but I'm just buzzing off of Pepsi Zero. I don't know. I'm just probably rambling my head off about absolutely nothing. But yeah, I mean, vocal directions, I am a avid supporter of vocal directions. All right, coming up. When the orgasm indicated in the script is, it kind of depends on my mood, really. And sound effects. Wee or oh no, run away. It depends on my mood. It depends on what scenario it is to need sound effects. Like if you want to do like a like say if you want to record an audio that is in a locker room or if it's in a gym or somewhere like that, you're gonna have to echo that shit up. Like put as much echo or reverb into it as much as you can. So I would choose C. Yeah, just something simple like a zipper sound, a door knock, and other things like that. And there are some times where I just think, hey, I'm gonna make Audacity my bitch. Let's do this. So yeah. And do you consider scripts a starting point or a set in stone? That's a good question. I used to do scripts, I just read it word for word if I can, and then there's some parts where it's just like, you know what could be really good if I just add an improvisational line in there that has to do with the script, then yeah, I would do that. And it's a you know, it's I would say I would just change a word here or there, but for the most part, I could try my best to read it word for word. If I don't stumble upon a line, I'm like, "Who? Whoa! Ho! Hi! I didn't remember you being in there. This is awkward." You know, yeah, just freaking out mid-script, like, "Oh my gosh! I don't remember that line being in there, but that is the sexiest line I've ever seen, or that is the freakiest line I've ever seen." Whoo, boy. You have a script idea. I mean, blah, can't read. This is why I need my glasses. Let me see if I, nah, I don't need them. I'm just gonna trek on through this. I don't need my glasses. Glasses are for wimps. No, they're not. They're not. They're very crucial, but I don't think I need them. You have a great idea for a script. Do you PM your favorite scriptwriter? Do you post a request or get ready to ramp off up? I do the latter. I get ready to ramble fap. Oh gosh. And then I think there are times where I do post a request and it's just like, yeah. I've got no motive to write a script, so I'm just gonna write a request and just say, hey, just do your best to improvise it, do your best to write a script to it. Anything you want to do is fine with me. But most of all, I just ramble fat, if need be. And the bonus question, are there things writers should never put in a script? Okay, now let's talk about this one script I came across this one time back in July, I think. It was, I'm not gonna name any names. But there was this script that had a repetition of the same line over and over again. Pump my pooper hole, daddy. Pump my pooper hole, daddy. Pumper poop. See, I think that script was just written to be a tongue twister. I think. But pump my pooper hole, daddy? No, you do not. Especially don't use childish language throughout the whole script. Just if you feel like in a teasing mood, maybe just a little bit, but don't use pooper hole. That is the least attractive word I've ever heard in my entire life. Just don't do it. 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 Did I say I don't do it? Don't do it. My God, don't do it. And what do you wish script writers did more of? What do you wish script writers did more of? More scripts? That's not really specific, is it? No. What do you wish script writers did more of? Oh, I just wish they did a lot more of M-sub scripts, you know, more F-dom scripts. I mean, there's a lot of F-dom scripts out there. It's just, I don't think there's a lot of M-sub in the parts of GWA, but when there is, oh, we eat it up like photosynthesis. We eat that shit up like it's the best thing on earth. Like, think of eating, like, a really good Italian dish. M-sub is just like that. M-sub is like a perfect Italian dish, I think. Or probably, I just love Italian food so much. And then, M-sub and Italian food. Best things ever. Ooh, this gives me an idea. Oh my gosh. It's gonna sound ridiculous, but hey, if somebody could do a script based on Italian food and M-sub, like a chef tries to perfect your dish and he doesn't even do it good, so kind of fuck him into submission, into cooking it right for you, so probably. I don't know. It's a work in progress. It's a thought in progress, so I think it's a good idea. So yeah, thank you all for listening to my rambles, and I'll be back some more for more rambles and more rambles. And oh God, what am I doing? I'm just dragging this out like it's, oh my God. Whew. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And I hope you have a really good night, GWA Backstage. And I will talk to you all later. Bye.